This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools officials closed a $500 million budget deficit in part by counting on thousands of positions to be vacant for part or all of the school year. My colleague Sarah Karp reports the district insists this will not delay filling open jobs. Ben Felton is the district's chief of talent and says neither the CEO nor anyone else has suggested they drag their feet when it comes to hiring.
I wish people could come see like how hard our team is working to fill every single vacant position we have. So we're working round the clock to do it.
Chicago Public Schools is banking on saving $220 million because of job vacancies. The Chicago Teachers Union and some parents say it's contradictory to advance a balanced budget that requires positions to stay open. The school board will consider the budget at its meeting tomorrow. Illinois U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky boycotted today's address to Congress by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu because of the ongoing crisis in Gaza. The North Suburban Democrat says Netanyahu has shown he is neither pro-democracy nor pro-peace. She alleges the embattled prime minister has repeatedly betrayed the hostages, their families, and all Israeli citizens while further entrenching the occupation. People who live in some south suburbs say any changes to public transportation in the region must include better accessibility. State lawmakers are holding hearings about the future of transit, and one measure has been introduced to consolidate Metra, PACE, and CTA under one operational umbrella. Linwood Mayor Jada Curry says it's hard to get around her town of nearly 10,000 people without a car.
Outside of a car, the only way for our residents to get around is the bus that goes up and down Torrance Avenue. So you can get north and south, but you cannot get east and west.
The heads of area transit agencies have long advocated for more money to increase service and study new routes. They face a looming financial crisis when federal COVID relief money runs out starting next year. The Edmonton Oilers have hired Stan Bowman as general manager and executive vice president of its hockey operations. Bowman is now the first former Chicago Blackhawks employee to be rehired by an NHL team since the 2010 sexual assault scandal came to light. Bowman resigned as Chicago's GM in 2021 after an independent investigation found the organization mishandled allegations made by player Kyle Beach that he had been sexually assaulted by video coach Brad Aldridge. It's partly sunny and a little bit humid today, a high near 80, partly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-60s, and then for Thursday, sunny and a high again near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.